guy come out who was supposed to be the Trump appointed director, you know, who said that nobody will intervene in the insurrection except without my direction. I'd like to know what happened with that. Was the guy, you know, replaced? Was he fined, subpoenaed, or whatever, man?
Yeah, David, say that again. You started to break up. Which Trump guy was this you're talking about?
Oh, the director of, what is it, National Services. He had come out and said that nobody should interrupt this insurrection. He didn't use that word. Except without my direction. So I wanted to know if he ever got fired or replaced.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm not clear, frankly, on... There were a couple of individuals, and I'll get into this right now. There are a couple of individuals that supported the insurrection, and I'll give you one example. The Capitol Police wanted the National Guard to come in. They wanted backup. Trump interfered with that. Trump's people interfered with that. And it took a long time for there to be that kind of relief coming in. I'm not sure which guy you're talking about, David, but the January 6th committee has subpoenaed, let's put it this way, has taken several thousand interviews and many depositions. They had just recently subpoenaed Kevin McCarthy, Scott Perry, and a number of the other people, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who conspired with Trump to do this. Kevin McCarthy didn't conspire, Perry did and Jordan did, but Kevin McCarthy had that conversation with Trump and saying, listen, you gotta call this off. And Trump said, well, Kevin, these people care more about their country than you do. All of these Republicans have blown them off. And in some of the cases, like with Steve Bannon, who blew him off, they refer it to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland for a criminal proceedings again for contempt of Congress against Bannon. But you see what happens is then they appeal it and they chew this up. And there's an election in November. And if Kevin McCarthy, God forbid, becomes the, pardon me, the speaker, he's going to withdraw those subpoenas. He's going to withdraw those subpoenas, and he's going to disband the January 6th commission. He's already said he will. Then there's a technical legal argument that I'll tell you is that, well, they were still in contempt of Congress when Pelosi was the speaker, even though they're no longer in contempt because McCarthy withdrew the subpoenas. That's a very finely tuned legal argument that may not have a lot of sway with the public. So there's a lot of urgency to get these guys, and what's going on is they're going too slow. Merrick Garland has finally asked the January 6th committee for the transcripts of their interviews, and Benny Thompson, the chairman, won't give it to him. Why? Benny Thompson's sitting back, comfortable, slow as molasses. And he thinks, well, you know, we're going to do it in due time and all this, and we're important. These guys got to get over their self-importance. They got to get over their self-importance. The answer is that anybody that you're describing, whose name I can't summon up right now, that did that and Biden can fire, believe me, they've been fired. But if Trump ever gets back in 2024, you know what's going to happen again. It'll happen again. And when McCarthy, if McCarthy, I hope he does not get in as Speaker, this coming election, this all goes away, and they're chewing it up by appeals, and Republican judges are slowballing it with them. David, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I want to revisit what you started off with, and that's about the election in Pennsylvania, the governor's race, to be exact. A Republican governor who was nominated for the Republican Party. He is a mega dude. Now, if he gets elected, they get to appoint Secretary of State and the Attorney General. Is that correct? Well, maybe not the Attorney General, but isn't that the same thing they're trying to do here in Wisconsin? If this happens in Pennsylvania, then they could sway that election to a Republican if it was Trump. That's a big deal to me. Would you please explain that to me? Is Wisconsin trying to do that very thing? Thanks, Matt.
Right, yeah. Excellent point, yes. And let me give you the background. In Pennsylvania, a guy named Mastriano just won the primary. He won it fairly comfortably. And Mastriano, you know, I say that fascism creeps in on little cats' feet. The fog creeps in on little cats' feet. Mastriano came in like a saber-toothed tiger. He is a fascist. He said, I will appoint, and so that must mean in Pennsylvania, he can appoint, the governor appoints the Secretary of State. The governor does not appoint the Attorney General in Pennsylvania or anywhere else that I know of, but he does apparently appoint the Secretary of State, and he's going to put someone in who's sort of like a Gableman type of guy. And he will just decree that votes in urban areas for Democrats, there was, must have been fraud because there's so many of them, and just give the election in 2024 to whoever the Republican nominee is. He said he will do that. Now, we have a very, very strong Democratic nominee in Pennsylvania named Josh Shapiro. He was the attorney general. He's a very tough attorney general. I think that he will beat Mastriano. Right now, the pundits in Washington had the race in generic Democrat against generic Republican leaning slightly Republican. Because Mastriano was nominated, they've now changed that to lean slightly Democrat, but it's not a foregone conclusion. Now, the second part of Wisco Paul's question, are we going the same way? And the answer is yes, if Republicans get in. The Republican Party has proposed, and this has been endorsed by Ron Johnson, it's been endorsed by the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, and it's been endorsed by everyone in the Republican leadership, that there will be a resolution on the ballot to eliminate Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Superintendent of Public Instruction as elective offices and make them appointments of the governor. The only one that would not be appointed would be the Attorney General, because the Attorney General is a constitutional office. Although I have heard suggestions that they will put that on too, and you will only be able to vote for governor. Why is that important? Because a resolution, unlike a law, can't be vetoed by Evers. It's sneaky. They'll just put it right on the ballot. And there's a lot of people in this state that pay no attention to the news. They'll sit there scratching their head and they'll say, oh, the Republicans want this, fine. They will wake up with an appointed Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Superintendent of Public Instruction, and maybe even Attorney General. Maybe even Attorney General, but even if it isn't the Attorney General, I want to vote for the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State will have power on elections. We'll have to certify them. I want to vote for the Superintendent of Public Instruction. I don't want some kind of nut that's going to destroy public education. I want to vote on the Treasurer. I don't want an appointed Republican with his hands on the money. Walker had his hands on the money. And Walker signed this $4.5 billion Foxconn deal. It was a crooked deal. We got nothing out of it. We never were going to get anything out of it. I put on TV ads when I ran for governor in 2018 saying it was a fraud and we should sue over it. There we go, oh, Matt, let it take its course. Well, really, at $4.5 billion, we're not that big a state. Take its course. That's what you get. So, Paul, that's your answer. Everybody out there, fight like heck not to give up your right to vote for Treasurer, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Public Instruction, possibly even Attorney General. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.